Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Central Peninsula Hospital will host a National Cancer Survivors Day at Saldana Creek Park on June 2nd from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. This event, an exclusive partnership with the National Marrow Donor Program and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, is not just a celebration of cancer survivors, but also a platform to raise awareness about the challenges of cancer survivorship and the crucial role of bone marrow donation in saving lives.
Sometimes a person who has cancer feels like no one else can understand what they're going through,
said Kelly Mari, an oncology social worker at Central Peninsula Hospital.
This Sunday, we have the opportunity to connect these individuals together and help them feel the support from each other and our community.
As part of the event, Central Peninsula Hospital will be partnering with the National Marrow Donor Program to host a bone marrow match drive. This is a unique opportunity for attendees to register as potential donors with a simple cheek swab.
Every 3 to 4 minutes, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer, and 70% of patients don't have a match in their family. And over 75 diseases can be cured or treated with stem cells.
By joining the registry, individuals can potentially save the life of someone battling blood cancer, offering a lifeline of hope to patients in need of a blood stem cell or bone marrow transplant. The celebration and bone marrow match event will include additional booths about cancer survivorship and bone marrow donation. Attendees can connect with other survivors, caregivers, and healthcare professionals, fostering community and support. The Kenai Peninsula Borough authorizes Homer Electric Association to address danger trees. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly has authorized Borough Mayor Peter Machicki to enter into a memorandum of authorization with Homer Electric Association to address trees dangerous to above-ground utility infrastructure on KPB land or rights-of-way. The ordinance comes after a spate of windstorms dating back to the fall of 2023. During these storms, many dead trees were blown over onto power lines, resulting in several extensive power outages. For some HEA members, the outages lasted for multiple days. The memorandum of authorization will allow Homer Electric to preemptively attack what it calls danger trees to mitigate some potential power outage hazards in the future. According to the ordinance, certain trees situated on KPB land and KPB road rights-of-way, which are outside of utility rights-of-way, pose an elevated risk of contact with electrical conductors. The danger trees are deemed to have no commercial value for the purposes of KPB code provisions applicable to the disposal of commercial quantities of materials and forest resources. Presently, HEA may only clear encroaching vegetation outside of the company's rights-of-way if and when permission is obtained from the property owner.
This is a memorandum of agreement similar to what is already in place with Chugach Electric. So again, we'll provide them standing authorization to enter onto borough lands to remove borough lands and road rights-of-way to conduct hazard tree mitigation work.
Said Borough Land Management Officer Aaron Hughes. A memo accompanying the ordinance states the Kenai Peninsula Borough and Homer Electric Association share the common goals of keeping communities safe and resilient to power disruption and reducing wildfire risks as identified in the KPB Community Wildfire Protection Plan. The current spruce bark beetle situation impacting many Kenai Peninsula Borough communities highlights the need to be proactive and to work together to optimize our capabilities in responding to the changing forest conditions. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
There are two upcoming youth-only king salmon fisheries on the Lower Kenai Peninsula for anglers 15 years and younger. The first opportunity will be on Saturday, June 1st at the Nick Dudiak Fishing Lagoon at the Homer Spit. The second will be on Wednesday, June 5th at the Nanilchik River. Alaska Department of Fish and Game staff will be present at the NDFL from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on June 1st with loaner gear and to assist young anglers with fishing for king salmon. ADF&G staff will also be present at the Nanilchik River youth-only fishery from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on June 5th. At the Nanilchik River, staff will be located in the parking lot immediately north of the Nanilchik River Sterling Highway Bridge. Loaner fishing rods will be available to check out and use on a first-come, first-served basis at both events. At the lagoon, youth-only fishery will occur all day on June 1st from 12:01 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. in the posted youth-only sport fishing area across from the entrance to the lagoon. Anglers 16 years and older may not fish in the area, but the remainder of the lagoon will remain open to all anglers. At the Nanilchik River, the youth-only fishery will occur on June 5th from 6 a.m. to 9:59 p.m. on the mouth, including the harbor, upstream 2 miles to markers approximately 300 yards upstream of the Garrison Ridge Road Bridge. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.